The term enabler is more often seen as a negative, strangely enough. For example, people will say a person or circumstance is the enabler for someone's poor choice or habit. The act of enabling, I think, is too valuable of a positive to be overlooked, as it is by too many people, especially when that enabling can, in a way, be a DIY project. While disabilities can stop some, usually by their choice, for others becomes an enabler or a motivator to achieve. And that's the route my next guest has certainly taken with his performance career in ways that you well know, and well, in a way that he's here to clue you in on, you may not have known about him. You've watched him on the hit TV series Breaking Bad, where he portrayed Walter White Jr. Now he's bringing a different talent to our neck of the woods here to make sense out of everything I just rambled on about, is RJ Mitty. Good morning, RJ.
Good morning, morning. I like that word, enabler. It does mean so many different things, but people always lean toward the negative when it comes down to that word.
Well,
and you can enable so much, and it's not just bad habits, but good habits as well.
That's one of the things you do. Let me give you the rundown, too, because what RJ is doing is breaking beats, and he's going to be making a couple of stops on Neck of the Woods on April 10th at B.B. King's in New York, and then on the next night on April 11th at Veranda, which is over in Lyndhurst, New Jersey. He's got stops, too, in San Diego, if you're listening on the stream, April 1st, San Francisco on the 2nd. After he comes by us, he's going to be in Knoxville, Tennessee on the 18th, Las Vegas at the Chateau on the 25th, and in Hi-Fi in Scottsdale, Arizona on the 26th. It's called a themed DJ event, RJ. Give us a little preview of what exactly is it that you're going to be doing on these nights.
Well, I'm going to – they came out with Breaking Beats, so the concept is taking a few of the songs from Breaking Bad and incorporating it into a set. And the whole point of the sets are to tell a story and to have a lot of fun, you know. I'm always working. If it's not one thing, it's another. And I wanted to find a way to get some free time in and change up my scenes. And I am. I'm doing that. I got these gigs that I'll be DJing, and I'm interested to see how they turn out. I'm in the midst right now making some of the sets for it, but I'm excited. I'm excited to see what the outcome is.
And it's kind of cool too, because people, you know, when you play a role like Walter White Jr. and, you know, some people just have a tough time. They see the actor and they think the character is reality, and you sort of get lost in the character in some people's eyes. And to break out and do something a little different, have some fun, just reminds people that you're RJ the human that likes to do some other stuff instead of just your professional job, as people would say.
No, and that's the thing, is people do have a hard time differentiating from reality and fiction, and this is a great way for them to see that I can walk.
Well, that's the thing too, because the character you portrayed with the disability had a more. You did not have enough of a disability initially for Vince Gilligan's liking, if I remember right.
Yeah, I don't. I don't walk with crutches. I have somewhat of a slur, but not. It all depends on the day, and my left hand's partially paralyzed, but that's really about it. I worked a long time in a lot of occupational and speech therapy to get where I am, so I didn't have to use crutches, so I didn't have to be like that. So,
yeah, in case you don't know, even one of the two or three people who never watched the show or read up about Breaking Bad, RJ was born and diagnosed at the age of 3 with cerebral palsy, but he, again, positive enabling, worked to overcome that, and through sports and through just a lot of driving and self-determination to do more with life than probably a lot of people would have thought they could have done even without cerebral palsy. I mean, think of anything you could do, RJ, that you could have great odds in succeeding, but that wasn't good enough. You wanted to go in the world of acting.
You know, I'm one of those people, I get opportunities. Some reason, I'm very lucky where these opportunities come to me, and I'm definitely one of the people that I will, if someone presents me with an opportunity, I will take it, and I will do it to the best of my ability, and if you don't like it, you don't like it, but as long as I have fun, and I'm able to do and live enjoy my work. That's all that matters to me. And I always work hard, and I try to play just as hard. But sometimes that work overshadows, and I just like to keep going. So
talking with RJ Mitty, of course, from Breaking Bad, but he's breaking out and does a whole lot of other things, including he's going to be doing a themed DJ event in our neck of the woods on April 10th at B.B. King's in New York, as well as on at the Veranda in Lyndhurst, New Jersey, on the 11th. You can contact those locations to find out more about ticket information and the hows and the whys of how they're working everything. You can also follow RJ over on Twitter and keep up to date with his travels, because he has a string of events of breaking beats that are coming up all through the month of April. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. As far as the disabled or those who are physically challenged in Hollywood, does Hollywood offer a fair opportunity? Or, you know, I think back through years in television, remember the TV show Different, Facts of Life, they hired an actress who was, I think also had cerebral palsy. But whenever someone got a role like that, it was always the angry disabled person who shut out people. Or maybe a more positive one, I forget the name of the show, but I think it was in the early 90s on ABC, and the character's name was Corky, who had a mild form of Down syndrome. But it seemed like there were more tokens than any breakthrough for others to follow in Hollywood. Is that still the case? Is it tough? Tougher?
It is tough. And, you know, you have amazing shows like that do bring out these characters. And these characters do define their disabilities and define what they stand for. But the thing is you have a lot of people. You have a lot of people that don't understand disability and the importance of disability, because a lot of people look at disability as something you have to overcome. And yes, that is the case, but it's not just that. A disability is knowledge. It's power. It's something that can only enhance. You know, I wouldn't be in the position I am today without my disability. I wouldn't have these opportunities. I would have went to Los Angeles as another face in the crowd. But because of my CP, it made me stand out. It made me different. It made me have different ways of thinking and different experiences that allow me to incorporate that to the character. And I feel that we still have a long way to go before we have an accurate and honest portrayal of people with disabilities, because they make up so much of this world, everyone in their own way. Has a disability or a challenge in their life. No one in this world goes through life without challenge. And if you do, I feel bad for that person, because you never will grow or learn what you truly could become. But you have a lot of actors that play disabled, and this is the thing, is what I would like to see change, is you have able-bodied actors playing disabled characters, but you don't have any disabled characters playing able-bodied characters. Disabled actors playing able-bodied characters. It only goes one way, and that needs to change, because just because they're disabled, it shouldn't make them labeled.
One question about Breaking Bad, which, a show like that, how fast did you guys realize that you had the connection with an audience and the show was going to be the magnitude of a hit that it was? How much of that was a surprise? Because a script is good when you look at it, a character, you see a lot to work with when you get into it, but you never know where it's going to, how it's going to peak.
No, you don't. And this is the thing, is we didn't really know how popular the show was until around season 4. And yes, in the beginning, we knew the show was popular, but it wasn't to the extent of what it was towards the end. Because of the content of the show, people were reluctant of watching it. But everyone on the set knew we had something special. We knew we had something unique. And we knew we had something that no one else had. And we had an amazing cast of people. We had an amazing crew of people. We had a crew around 500. And it just was one big family.
That's then, as a viewer, I think the viewers always can sense that in the performances that are given and the quality of work from the other side of the camera and the sound and the sound techs and how it all comes together. You can always tell when a show has really gelled personality-wise behind the scenes because of what we get to see as the consumer once the project is said and done. RJ Mitty is going to be doing his Breaking Beats DJ's events. He's got a whole string of stops all through April, but for our media concern, B.B. King's in New York on April 10th, and then he'll be at Veranda. It's in Lyndhurst, New Jersey, April 11th. Follow him on Twitter. Keep up to date with his other stops, including Vegas, Scottsdale, Arizona, Knoxville, Tennessee, later on in the month of April as well. And keep an eye on RJ for everything that he's doing, still on TV with Switched at Birth. He's got some movies in the works, Dixieland, where he's co-starring with Faith Hill, where's any too shabby a job right there, and a whole lot of other work. RJ, it's been really great talking with you, not just watching you professionally, but learning more about your advocacy for the disabled and for fairness in work and in life. Congratulations on the difference you're making. Thanks for being here this morning.
No, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.